Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, February 5th, 2014 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's first start with a quick but a very important update. Adobe Flash received an emergency patch today. This is in response to a particular vulnerability that's already being exploited in the wild. At this point, Adobe is only seeing it in targeted exploits, but certainly something that could spread quickly. One little twist to this, Kaspersky recently reported about a multi-operating system piece of malware, and there are some speculations that it actually used this vulnerability. Note that Windows, OS X, and Linux are affected, so no matter what operating systems you are running, you should apply this patch rather quickly. And with that, of course, make sure that all the browsers that do include Flash, like Google Chrome and recent versions of Internet Explorer, are updated as well. And if you have listened to me in the past, you probably noticed that I never shy away from a good packet challenge. Reader Donald was nice enough to send us just one of these packet challenges earlier. It's an odd ICMP echo request. Now, these ICMP echo requests often go unnoticed, so they're frequently used for covert channels. And in this case, it looked a little bit like a covert channel. His system sent three pings with the payload ping data exclamation mark, so that's literally divert data. In so far, not much of a covert channel, not much really variability in here, but it could be something like a call home from, let's say, a bot or some or malware. Now, just as I start recording this, I received an email that probably solved this problem and linked it to NVIDIA. One reader sent in a packet trace that shows how a system of his is first connecting to NVIDIA and downloading a .dat file, 0.dat. This file is a Windows executable. It does appear signed, so I suspect some kind of driver update maybe or something like this. And once it's done downloading that particular file, it will send out three pings just like the ones that Don described in his post. So may not be malicious after all, but still haven't had a chance to really look at this 0.dat file to see what this is exactly all about. And Sukuri in a recent blog post is describing a neat little idea to obfuscate a malware after it is being injected into a web application. This is a very common issue where you do have a compromised web application and then the attacker is delivering some kind of malware using this web application. The problem, of course, is for the attacker that the malware is easily then detected using signatures. The approach that Sukuri found being used is a little bit different in that the malware is actually encoded in an image and then JavaScript is being used to extract the malware out of the image on the client. So until the particular image and the associated malware reaches the client, it looks perfectly benign, but then it is being extracted and as part of an iframe injected into the current browser window. And while we're talking about compromised websites, yesterday I talked about the website of the National Health Service in the UK being compromised. Turned out it was actually not really compromised. Instead, what happened was that these Google lookalike URLs were intentionally or semi-intentionally being placed on the websites. They were just typos. And then an attacker found out that this website used the wrong host name to download additional content and then went ahead and registered these typo domains. We have seen a lot of typo squatting, of course, usually going after humans that don't quite remember how a particular domain name is typed. This is sort of more after the fact, after the attacker figured out that this particular developer did type the name incorrectly, then they registered the domain name and then delivered malicious content. And then for the end, we do have an update for Firefox as well. So download the latest and greatest Firefox. It does have the usual dose of security patches, but also includes support now for TLS 1.1 and 1.2, as well as for newer versions of Speedy. This is it for today. Thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.